We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Mount up. It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warmer G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the E so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's
whenever you're ready.
Where do I jump in, Chris? I'm not really sure. Scheman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
What movie was this in?
What's up? What's up?
Oh, Above the Rim?
Above the Rim, yeah.
Facts.
Good movie.
Craig's looking at the clock like, trying to get a feel for it. Okay, when's my spot here?
See, they're sampling Michael McDonald here. I can't forget, or something. There's, I recognize the music that they're swiping. But
Yeah, that is. It's the old Doobie Brothers.
Yeah. Fact. How about that?
Yep.
All right, we have it all here. Sheba to Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Tuesday. It is Draft Lotto night. NBA playoffs resume. We're very excited about that. And we have a TV watching announcement in case you missed it earlier on the program.
Are you watching?
Spring on you.
Huh? Dr. Pimple Popper?
No, but we just watched on Highly Questionable. Right, what they say, ESPN. So they watch, and they're showing Mina Kimes as they're showing a guy have a tapeworm pulled out of his cheek. One of those shows. And as I'm scrolling down here, it's like on this Twitter handle called Motherboard, which has 225,000, which I don't follow.
You do now?
Like you planned this. Watch this spider nesting in a man's ear. No!
That show, I think it's on A&E. I could be wrong about that, though. It's called Dr. Pimple Popper. I don't know how people watch that and get any sort of enjoyment out of it.
Especially when you like to sit and eat while you watch TV.
Now, the average person does swallow 7 to 8 spiders a year.
Fact.
While you're sleeping.
Fact.
Yep. That's true.
I'm not happy about it.
That doesn't mean I'd rather swallow it than have it nest in my ear.
Ah!
Ah!
You ever wake up every once in a while and you get like just a mysterious bite on your arm or something? It's not necessarily a mosquito bite. Something. Every once in a while.
Bed bugs.
No, not in my bed.
No.
Bed bugs.
I would flip out if that ever happened. I mean, I would really flip. I'd have to move. Be like Seinfeld when he's
shoelaces. Yeah. Which urinal. Oceans movie is it where the guy's contaminated his room?
13.
Is it 13?
Yes.
That is disgusting.
13.
Got all these.
They're at Al Pacino's hotel and they're trying to mess with the five Cinco Diamantes. Wow. It's five diamonds for those of you who don't speak Spanish.
I don't, but I do, but I don't. Very good. All right, without any further delay, it is time for our 5 o'clock Sports Center rundown
with
Chris on the Scheman and Shepherd Show.
Boom, what timing there, guys. Tonight in the Stanley Cup playoffs, game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals, Boston takes their 2-0 series lead into Raleigh to take on the Hurricanes, if you're into that sort of thing, 8 o'clock. NBCSN tonight, basketball. That's where it's at. 8:30 on ESPN and right here on 99.3 ESPN. You can listen and watch the NBA draft lottery at 9 o'clock. Woo. Game 1, Trailblazers at Warriors. We got the call here. It'll also be on your television on the ESPN channel.
Outstanding.
Oh, Nick in the Cape. Guys, not even joking. My wife can watch these pimple popping videos all day long. She finds some sort of enjoyment in those. Wings up. It's an acquired taste. Tiz, puke sound. Cool. That guy on the text line, that guy said, my wife thinks I'm disgusting because I eat while I watch pimple pop.
It's gross.
James in Lehigh says, I don't eat 7 to 8 spiders a year. James, yes, you do. The average American, the average person, I think, in the world, while they're sleeping, will swallow. Yeah. Now, you see, it's obvious they're small. It's not some big tarantula that's crawling into your throat. But if you look it up, the average person, at least in the United States, I think it's worldwide, will swallow on average between 7 and 8 spiders.
We just
a
had
year.
Somebody call in and said that 48% of all stats are made up or wrong.
48% of all stats that are made up are wrong. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
606. I had a moth fly in my ear once. I could hear it glutting all night sounded as loud as standing next to a train. It stayed alive at night. I had to have it removed at the ER the next day. Oh,
what?
Geez.
Why are you waiting to the next day?
You have to get it flooded out. Look, Chris is taking his head.
The ER is open 24 hours.
That's why it's the ER. Emergency. When you got a moth banging on your brain, get it out.
I love James and Lehigh. Like he says, I don't need 8 spiders a year. How do you know? You might be 15. Yeah, you might film yourself every night?
Exactly.
Way too full for me to eat any spiders.
How they come up with that average B movie, I don't know.
I bet I've heard that stat numerous times.
Oh, yeah.
So it's got to be true.
Oh, James and Lehigh, CPAP mask. There you go. He's not swallowing any spiders.
Right,
he just sounds like Darth Vader when he sleeps.
All right, James. Okay, that's fine. You should have said that. Should have stated that.
That's great.
Oh, here's Faith. Here we go. 72% of statistics are made up on the spot. See, she couldn't let it well enough alone with 48.
She had
Faith had a one-up it by 24%.
Call her one-upper Faith.
Yeah, 24% upper Faith.
That's funny.
How many spiders?
Ooh, 6'3". Sex Panther, 60% of the time, it works every time.
Did you say Sex Panther?
Yeah, that's what his cologne was called in Anchorman.
Oh. Okay.
There are bits of real panther in there.
Really?
That's what it said.
Oh. Wow. All right. I feel like we got a thing going here, but I kind of want to segue into tonight's game. Would I be wrong? I don't know what to do here.
What thing? I just said the average person swallows 8 spiders a year, and this site disagrees. Another site agrees. How many spiders does the average person eat
what?
A year?
There's disagreement on the internet?
Yes. There have been many different answers. Some people have said, hang on.
That's Pete's new catchphrase. You know, I say fact. Pete says, hang on. My computer slowed down again.
It's every day at this time. Just close it during Wikipedia.
He's got 80 pages
No, it's just a particular site. There have been many different answers. Some people said 10, some 57. 57?
Hold on. 606, this is brilliant. The reason he didn't go to ER to get the moth out, I was hoping it would make its way out overnight. I kept a flashlight up to my ear. You know how they always go toward the light. Text of the day, 606.
Not bad. You know, that's not bad.
He's not wrong.
No, he's not.
When it comes to, like, just, hey, this might work.
Yeah.
That's not a half bad idea.
It's better than sticking something in your ear. You're right. Wow.
What's the dumbest thing? I remember when I was a little kid. I must have been 3-4 years old tops. I remember.
That's a long time ago.
My mother left the kitchen and I put my hand on the stove when I hit this and burned my finger pretty badly.
Yeah.
I was 4. I didn't want her to know. Uh-huh. I didn't know what to do. I don't know the difference. I grabbed a can. What I found out was off. You know, and I went into the bathroom and I sprayed my hand with off.
All the deet that was in there.
Anything. Not even run. And I remember this like it was yesterday. I don't know why. I didn't even run my hand under water. I just started spraying my hand with
everything
off.
You did made it hurt worse.
Exactly.
The stupidest thing I ever did when I was a small child, I was laying on my bed. I was playing with a little Matchbox car or a little train or something.
Yeah, Matchbox.
And the little tiny tire fell off, and it landed in my nose.
Oh.
So I went in to go get it.
Oh, God.
With my finger, and I shoved it into my brain.
What?
Well, into my sinus cavity.
Yeah, so it's like it was a bad loogie.
We had to go into emergency, and they had to extract it.
What? How did they do that? You couldn't
They got some tweezers or something and went up into through my nasal cavity and got it out.
You must have screamed.
I don't remember screaming. I just remember I couldn't get it out with my fat finger.
Bad attitude guy from poker. Spider swallowing is a myth, just like you only use 10% of your brain is a myth.
No, that's true.
That's true also.
Go watch the movie Limitless.
I prove every day I only use 10% of my brain.
I'm way less than that.
239. I don't know if he made this up or not, but it's pretty telling. 50% of the people in this country make up half the population.
That's good.
All right, here's
back,
a long
back.
This better be worth a 239.
No, hold on. Do a pre-read, please.
Yeah,
that's a novel.
That's
it's
War
a
and
novel.
Peace. In fact, Chris, while he reads fire up. Tonight, we got Golden State hosting Portland, game 1 of the NBA Western Conference Finals. Steph Curry on playing in this series against his brother Seth's team.
See if it works.
It's kind of crazy to think we're on this stage and get to play in front of our family, and just the amount of, you know, just happiness and joy that comes with, or that comes with that, is crazy.
Meanwhile, he talked about when the two would play basketball against each other when they were kids. Said it got pretty heated from time to time.
Back and forth, one playing one on one, all the normal kind of stereotypical story you hear. That's all we used to do growing up. Got pretty heated at times, like it does with brothers, and he always accused me of cheating when I didn't. I didn't give him foul calls and all that type of stuff, so pretty standard relationship in that sense. But it's wild. We haven't really got to play in the summer times as much recently because of injuries and surgeries and different schedules and all that type of stuff. But I know my parents probably have stories for days around what they used to, you know, watch when me and him were out there playing.
Yeah, I bet those two aren't giving fouls very generously.
How do our listeners do when they were growing up?
This is classic.
Here we
this
go.
Ready?
Yeah.
239, I would have named this guy Nat Man.
Yeah. Fisherman Nat.
One time I was fishing near the Hendry County, Lee County border in a canal, and some irresponsible person started shooting an assault rifle in my direction.
Uh-oh.
I had to jump out of my boat, run into the woods, screaming for my life while rounds were shooting over my head. I can feel the wind from the bullet. Long story short, after hiding in the bushes and calling the cops for 20 minutes, I realized I had inhaled a million gnats. I was just pure throwing up small bugs for the next 10 minutes as my adrenaline came back down. It sucked so bad because I hadn't realized I was inhaling. That's why I was trying to catch my breath from running for my life. The cops actually thought it was funny. I eventually did, too. It helped ease the situation.
God, they had a sense of humor.
Do you know how many gnats you have to inhale to get – oh, my goodness.
Quite a bit. I'm more concerned about bullets whizzing over my head.
No, they weren't. He had inhaled gnats and thought he heard bullets.
Oh.
That's what it was.
I misunderstood. My bad. That's my bad.
That's the whole thing.
Sorry.
What was it? There was another one up here that was pretty good.
Well, you spell gnat with a G?
Yeah.
Yes. Didn't think that looked right.
Yeah.
Fisherman Nat.
N-A-T.
Yeah, I might accidentally say Fisherman Nate. All right.
Fisherman G-Nat.
Okay.
Like G-Men.
A Fisherman Nat. Is that okay? Good.
Yeah, I did that.
More sound from tonight. Steve Kerr says Kevin Durant is not even close to playing.
Everyone needs to slow down a little bit on the Kevin stuff. He hasn't even stepped on the floor yet. So, you know, we've tried to remain somewhat vague because the injury is really sort of open-ended in terms of how long he's going to need to recover. But I think in doing so, maybe people have gotten the idea that he's going to come back and, you know, be Willis Reed or something. He hasn't even stepped on the floor yet. He still has pain. There's some time ahead of him on the rehab process. So we'll have a more detailed update on Thursday.
One more now from the other side. Damian Lillard says he feels great to prove doubters wrong and be in the Western Conference Finals, but there's more work to do.
It's always been, you know, a cap put on what we could do. And, you know, it just felt like after each season, a lot of people thought they were right because we would come up short in the playoffs and got swept back-to-back seasons. And we just kept believing. We stuck to what we, you know, have been building. We stuck to believing in each other. So to get over that hump and to make it to this point, you know, it's really rewarding, you know, just because we know that we've leaned on each other, we've worked hard, and we've been to the bottom. We felt what the bottom feels like. So to get here is, you know, it feels like a great accomplishment, but it's not done. You know, we're not showing up here just to say we got to the Western Conference Finals.
239 is absolutely right. Pulling the matchbox tire from my sinus cavity is probably like when Arnold Schwarzenegger extracted the tracking device from inside his up his nose in Total Recall. That's exactly what it looked like. Exactly. At least from my perspective as a three-year-old.
You didn't go to the ER.
I did. Well,
I know
he
didn't.
He just pulled it out.
How'd you tell your parents, like, what happened? Mom, there's a tire up my nose?
Yeah. Like, how did it get up your nose?
Just a bad
bounce?
It
didn't
bounce?
Just fall.
Bad
no, they
bounce?
Don't I was bounce.
On my, again, I'll repeat. I was on my back, holding it up, playing with it like a little three-year-old. The tire fell off. Million to one shot, Doc. I mean, it fell into my nose. But it was at the periphery. I could go get it. And so I stuck my finger up my nose, but then I kept pushing the tire further and further back in there. And then by then, yes, I had to tell my parents what happened. And I asked them if they could get it out, and they clearly couldn't. They looked at it with a flashlight, couldn't see it anywhere. Boom, I'm off to the ER.
All right, B-movie texts in. When I was younger, I stepped on a thorn. Then I went into a dirty pool. A parasite crawled into my foothole, laid eggs. I had to go to the ER.
Oh.
They put me in a straitjacket and cut open my foot to remove it.
Yeah.
Straitjacket?
Oh. That'll happen.
How about a shot to numb it?
Oh.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. God.
Incredible. You know what scares me? I always hear these stories. There's one every summer if some person that goes swimming in a lake or something gets that brain-eating amoeba. That's just
some kind of parasite. Yeah, I mean,
every year somebody dies from that.
You shouldn't pee in lakes either, because you open up your urethra.
You're the cause of that.
Yeah,
and things come in you.
No, peeing in a pool is fine, mm-mm. But pesticides can crawl up your urethra.
Pesticides or pests?
Pesticide.
Pesticide is a thing that you kill.
You know what I mean, Craig?
I know what you mean, but I think this is radio. We should be clear about what we're saying.
Okay. Things.
So little microbes can swim up your weenie, is what you're saying.
No, your weenus is on your elbow.
Not
so
your
unless
weenus.
You have something, you know, cut of some sort or something
sure.
like that, I'd, you know,
now if you're on the
cover
dock,
that up.
Now, Chris, if you're on the dock and you just let it rain, then you're fine. But if you're in the water.
Correct. They cannot swim. These aren't salmon we're talking about. They're not going upstream.
They go upstream once every 7 years to spawn. So let's remember that. Back to the same stream where they were born.
Wow.
Craziness.
Fact. Another stat for you.
All right, here's
you know, I read something today that 52% of all stats are made up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a company called Big Seven.
Parasites, not pesticides.
That's what you were
looking for. That's what I was thinking of, not pests. Yeah.
You were close. It started with a P.
You two are pests.
Get this. There's a travel company called Big Seven, right? So it asked 1.5 million of its social media followers which region in America had the sexiest accent.
It's got to be the South, right?
Not by the harbor.
No, it's the South.
Yeah, it's got to be the South.
Number one,
Southern Belle,
was Texas.
That's not a region. That's a state.
Well, I think that because it's big, I think if number one was Texas,
mm-hmm.
This is 1.5 million people now. Number two was New England.
That's not
the what?
That's not
the sexiest. Well, not maybe not to you, but
hey, honey, how about meet me by the harbor?
Well, you say it enough, so it's you must love it because you don't stop.
Because it's funny. It's not sexy.
Hey, Jerry, let's go to the Sox game.
No, let's meet under the bleachers.
So the Boston accent came in second. Ready for this? Third was New York.
Oh, my God.
Fourth was Maine.
New York just sounds mean. That's a mean-sounding accent.
Nah,
like, you talk to a true New Yorker accent,
yes.
It's like you're bothering.
No,
right.
What do you
get out
of here.
Like this. It's Rhode Island and New York are kind of the same. It's like... Uncle Craig, get me some coffee. I mean,
coffee talk.
Yeah.
I mean, that's very over.
But, you know.
You're almost making fun of the accent at that point. Not like Craig and I, how we do an appropriate one.
No, but that's not making fun of. That's exactly how it is. Trust me.
Nothing sexy.
So these are states with the sexiest accents.
Yeah. Well, no. Yes.
Yeah, it's not regions. Because we haven't done, you know, New England would be a region. The South would be a region.
All 1.5 million of its social media followers, which region in America had the sexiest accents? But, so.
Yeah, they're wrong.
I get down south.
I tend to agree with you. Look, I will take.
I like Texas, Alabama, Mississippi, nice Southern Belle.
You missed the best one, Georgia.
Georgia.
Florida's too. I mean, down here. Look, I don't happen to think that the Boston accent, so to speak, is sexy, although you guys overemphasize it. But, I mean, I put Texas is pleasant, but I agree. Florida, Georgia. South Carolina?
Yes, 786. It is just you.
786 says, is it just me or does the average-looking girl become a 9 when she has a British accent? I like the...
Oh, I hate the British accent.
Oh, you're crazy.
You give
you're
me Australia? Love it.
It's very
right?
similar.
Love it. A
very
nice
similar.
Spanish accent? Sign me up. I French? Oui, oui.
French is pompous. I can't go with you with French. Sorry. Not happening.
I like every accent. Otherwise, it would be boring country, world to live in. I don't care which one is sexy. Give me Florida, give me South. For that.
That's my vote, is the South.
The deep South.
Now, granted, I'm from here, so. No.
Yeah, South Carolina's going to be on the list.
South Carolina's right there. Yeah, You know what? Let me put a bow on
Tennessee?
This conversation.
How about Tennessee?
No, let me put a bow on this conversation. The SEC. How about
all
that?
Right.
How about that?
That's good. Teams at UCF won't play. Better accents in the SEC.
I like
and
it.
And partially ACC because yeah. they dip yes. down there.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some overlap.
Yeah.
But, yes, you go SEC, you're yep. pretty good. I might want to throw Missouri and Arkansas yep. out at that point. Maybe not Arkansas. It is a little.
I've met a lot it's more, of see, people Arkansas's, from Tennessee, and, man, they're right up at the top of the
oh,
list.
Oh, yeah. No, Arkansas is more Sweetness. Hillbilly than Southern, though, and there's a big difference between hillbilly and Southern.
See, I think the hillbilly thing is kind of.
No.
With girls, not guys.
No, hillbilly is not. Hillbilly is the Clampus.
Well, give me a hillbilly.
Yeah.
The
give
Beverly
me a, give
hillbilly.
Me a female. Oh, no, I know, but I mean, give me a hillbilly.
By the way, talking about the accent from the British accent, whether it makes somebody sexy or not, then 59 Cent Mad Dog 2020 says, yeah, until she smiles, then she's a 2, because British have horrible teeth.
Teeth.
Fact. Fact.
Teeth.
Yeah. They're all jaggy.
Not everybody. Oh, you don't lump in a whole million, a whole culture.
No, that's not a stereotype. That's a fact. People over across the pond have horrendous teeth.
I've been there. I have to line everybody up to make a generalization like that. I know that's the reputation.
See, 863 nails it. Charlize Theron and Bagger Vance, sexiest accent. She nailed it.
I saw that movie.
Georgia talk. That's what that is. Like you got molasses coming out of your mouth.
Yeah, the Midwest accent, like Minnesota or...
Minnesota.
Hey. Oh, yeah, eh?
Hey, we're blowing snow in Minnesota, eh?
Go get some walleye, yeah?
Wisconsin. Chicago. Want Chicago's accent was up there, too.
That's pretty good.
Wings Up says they pronounce everything weird as hell. I mean, look, you go to any region of the country. You go to Hawaii, they think we're all nuts. A lot of them have Polynesian accents. I mean, it's just different.
The Swedish
That's what
chef.
Makes it.
Ooh, South African.
Oh, that's a great accent.
That's a great accent.
Yes.
Yeah?
Great accent.
Do it.
I can't because I am from here.
It's somewhat British, but not really. Oh, Jamaican accent.
Jamaican, Mom?
Really?
Oh.
Caribbean?
Caribbean accents I love.
I don't mind that at all because I love the Caribbean, man. Did you say Caribbean or Caribbean?
That one.
Guy's got his girlfriend from Arkansas in the car right now. Sorry. I didn't mean to call you a hillbilly.
Many years ago, swimming up to the pool bar.
Oh, she's not in the car. Good.
Many years ago, swimming up to the pool bar, and this beautiful pool bartender at the resort we're at said, come to me, handsome big man, and speak your poison to me. I was like, oh, my God. That is the sexiest thing anyone's ever said to me in my life.
Anybody says speak your poison to me, I'm going somewhere else.
No, it's a bartender. You know why? When a bunch of says, hey, what's your
I
poison?
I say, hit me with my Coors Light. Yeah.
You've never had a bartender come up to you and say, hey, what's your poison, pal?
Not really.
I
live in the real world, not like the Hollywood
you don't live,
movies.
I don't know what vacuum tube world you came from, but it's a very common thing for a bartender to say.
Russian?
Hey, what's your poison, pal?
Yeah. Russian could be interesting.
Yeah.
Asian accent. Asian's kind of hard to understand.
Well, so. Asia's really. Big. Asia's big. Are we going?
I love it.
Never mind.
Right.
I love all accents. Yeah. I love them all.
I don't.
Some are better than others.
Particularly the yours.
Couple of.
The what?
Sorry.
All right. Couple things. Sign up for our golf outing now. It's over.
It's almost done.
We're cutting it off.
Tonight.
993ESPN.com.
It's actually tomorrow at noon. But
do it
just
now.
Just do it now. Before you forget.
Secondly, when we come back, those that listen to this show and listen at the same time every day and maybe just got off work and missed it earlier today, we have had numerous discussions in this 5 o'clock hour about Chris's inability to ever get around to watching one of the greatest movies of all time, mm-hmm. A Few Good Men. We have an update on that.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up next. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
What is woo-ha? Now, I know yee-haw. What is woo-ha?
That was a yee-haw, but Chris
Indiana?
Cut me
is
off.
Is that an Indiana?
I started,
was
it early. On. I started too early. It was a yee-haw. Yee-haw!
No, it was a woo-ha.
There was no woo.
Oh.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Real quick, I just finally saw... I guess I know Tiger's opinion on John Daly driving a golf cart in the PGA. He said, yeah, I played in a major with a broken leg and walked. I think he's against the cart. Just saying.
Yeah, left some room for interpretation there.
I'd have to hear and see the context. Was I didn't hear him say it, so was he saying it kiddingly? Or was
no,
he really
there
serious?
Was no smile. Yeah. In fact, he looked a little PO'd about it,
really?
As a matter of fact. Yeah. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, those that listen to the show from time to time, we've gotten to some stupidly long arguments about Chris, who is through his entire life failed to see
say
one of the greatest
again.
Movies of the, of all time and never saw A Few Good Men until last night.
Defying the text line, defying the odds,
he watched it
just to prove all you wrong. That's why I did it.
And
not only did he watch
it, I think he liked it,
loved it.
Liked it very
guys,
much.
He guys.
Loved he loved it.
It was a really good movie.
Yes, it was.
Scale 1 to 10, Chris.
9.2. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
9.2. A 9.2 is a 9.2.
You gave Avengers last week a 9.
I did.
A Few Good Men
was
better than Endgame.
A few more points than Endgame. Not better than the best Avengers ever. I'm not going to be ridiculous about this, but it was a very good movie.
It's a great movie.
I enjoyed watching it. It was longer than I thought it would be.
I didn't realize it was over 2 hours.
But it's like 2:15, 2:20.
Did you like it? You did not think your beautiful wife Sam would not. You thought maybe, and she was glued to it.
She. I think she enjoyed her time watching it as well.
Wow. It's hard not to because it's so good. It's there's you know, not a lot of slow parts.
No, and that was the thing is you looked up. I looked up. I said, I got an hour of the movie left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just like that.
Boom.
The only part that was very slow and drawn out, but that's the way movies were made. The beginning when they're doing the cadets doing the marching and the gun. It got a little drawn out, but look, it added to the ambiance.
They're also
of the
going
movie.
Through. They're going through the credits, too.
Right? And that's how.
And then immediately you get the funny line because
playing softball.
Because she's walking in. Demi Moore's character is walking in.
Oh, and she's trying to
jag off. Yes. Trying to say what am I going to come up with?
That was jag officer.
Yeah. Yeah, finish. Jag officer.
You gotta finish officer.
Yeah, I did. It's a jag officer. The jag office. Yeah, you pervs. I mean, that's what it was.
I just hear you say what I thought you said.
No, he said jag officer.
Okay. Just making sure.
She was great, Commander Galloway. He's like, I know, all passion, no street smarts. Send her in here.
I got to wait 20 seconds to see all the text. Jag officer.
So, Chris, you're sitting here watching this movie. And you see Kevin Bacon and Kiefer Sutherland and Cuba Gooding Jr. Yep. in one of his first roles. And
very
Noah Wiley.
Minimal I mean, role for Cuba.
Yeah, it was but still, it was one of his first ones. I mean, it was a who's who. I mean, even though, you know, Tom, Demi, and Jack.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of big names in that.
Big names in that. Everybody, you know, Kiefer Sutherland, that was one of the most unlikable characters.
Absolutely. He played it to a T.
He played it really well.
Yeah.
He just absolutely crushed that role.
Kendrick, right? Lieutenant Kendrick.
Jonathan Kendrick.
Yeah. How in the beginning, though, when they're reading the letter, and Jack goes, Who the bleep is Private Bill Santiago? Well, apparently he's not very happy down here in Shangri-La because he's written letters to everybody but Santa Claus telling everybody how unhappy he is. Yeah.
Did you know that
Texters heard the same thing we heard?
What the bleep is what the bleep is going on down there in Bravo Company, Matthew? He goes, and what is he's dead now. And what does Colonel Marcus say? I'm appalled, sir. Jack Nicholson is appalled. You're appalled.
Yeah.
It was very good. I'm glad I watched the movie.
Did you know that Demi Moore outranked Tom Cruise?
I did know that.
Especially in Cuba, you found out. Well, you knew that before that.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. Just make sure you didn't miss
any details. Careful with your tone, Commander. I'm a fair man, but this bleeping heat is enough to make anyone.
I eat breakfast 300 yards.
Don't think you come down here.
Yeah, so
flash a bag and make me nervous.
It was very good. I'm glad that I watched the movie. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Other tractor guy. Thank you, Dopey.
Yeah, all the texters want to take credit.
A lot of, I'll give the texters their credit where credit is due. I'm not just going to throw it out. I'm not just going to give you credit when you weren't the one banging the Few Good Men drum.
Now, I don't want to be greedy here.
Oh, but you
what
are.
What about Planes, Trains, and Automobiles now?
What about Tommy Boy for Pete?
Yes.
Watch it,
done.
And then we can figure out what great movie Craig has not seen, and we will make a little thing out of it. So, Craig, by 2025, be ready to watch a movie.
One of those 80 baseball movies that are all the same. I'll watch...
Oh, I started watching Major League again Saturday for about 15 minutes.
I thought you didn't like Major League.
No, I loved it.
Okay.
I didn't care for the sequels.
Oh, Little Big League is what you didn't like.
No, Major League is so freaking funny. It's just first 20 minutes, I'm peeing my pants again. I hadn't seen it in a long time. Great movie.
Anyway. I'm sitting on your couch.
Poppy Pete!
Pete on the couch.
Figure
another great Seinfeld episode.
Fact. All right. Well, that's good. I'm glad we covered some ground here and got that homework done. It's very important for you to do.
Sandlot, yeah. All right. Now, real quick, thoughts about tonight's basketball game. You guys will be watching more hockey. The hockey game will be better than the basketball game. There's no question.
I'll be watching basketball.
I'll be watching basketball. I'll be watching pregame.
You can watch hockey at 8 o'clock. At least watch the first period.
No, I got pregame for the lottery.
The draft lottery. Yeah.
Lottery's at 8:30. Yeah. I got pregame before that.
I'll flip over to. But
probably not.
Without KD tonight. And by the way, Steve Kerr is 17-1 in opening games in the playoffs.
Fun fact.
17-1.
No, I heard a stat today.
7.5, though.
The 27 times that Steph Curry has played and Kevin Durant has not. Did you hear this stat, Craig?
Yeah, no, I did.
Pete, did you care to guess the Warriors' record when Steph plays and KD does not? It's happened 27 times.
It's probably really good, I bet.
Just guess.
I'll say 22-5.
It's 26-1.
Wow. Wow.
Again, it goes to the scenario that they don't need Kevin Durant. He is stealing free championships.
But to quote you, however, did they cover?
I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know ATS. I'm sorry.
I think the total is too high tonight. That's 220. It seems high to me.
Well,
I don't know.
They figure game one, less intensity.
I know. It's 7.5. Like I said, I'm picking Golden State in 5.
I want to root for Golden State to win without KD all the way and just prove again they can win another one without him. Because, again, I'm in the Stu Gott camp. He's like, he rented these. He stole them. They were winning without him.
239 says his 9-year-old daughter says, I thought this was a sports show, not a movie review.
Well, I want to know what 9-year-old daughter, what her favorite movie is, and we'll discuss it.
I can play Frozen.
Frozen.
Oh, please,
I can play
Let
Frozen.
It go.
Let
Does
it
Elsa
go.
Die? Does
Let
Elsa die? Who's Elsa?
Can't
the Witch
hold
of the
me back anymore.
Oh, jeez, please.
Let it go.
Let the song go. Does Elsa die?
No, Elsa doesn't die.
I said, I
would
sequel.
Say that?
Is the sequel
going to
be called?
Especially with a 9-year-old listening.
Is the sequel going to be called? I was 5 years old. I watched Bambi's mom die.
No, it's more
fire.
The sequel's called More Frozen.
No, it's called.
Is that possible?
Defrosting.
No, it's called Frozen 2.
Defrosting. Don't give me this stuff about 9-year-olds. When Disney came out with Snow White, they cut the heart out on the cartoon.
Name a Disney movie where death is not involved.
Fact.
Always.
Every one of them starts out with a death scene, sadness, and it must be overcome. One of them.
Mufasa got thrown off the cliff by his brother.
I won't watch that scene with my son.
No!
Really?
You're not watching it, Dad. No. Mom, We can watch
he
that.
He gets thrown off the
wow!
cliff. Wow,
you didn't just say that.
He falls into the wildebeest. That is the most terrible. You see the go, and you hear James Earl Jones. Ah!
Help, brother.
Brother, help me. And he sticks his claws into his brother, Mufasa, and flings him off a cliff. That's appropriate for a nine-year-old. Wow. Come on.
Dopey.
I watched Bambi
Dopey.
Die. Bambi's mother died.
That was Craig
scene.
Talking, what, not
what,
me.
What
I know
did Dopey say?
Dopey says, Chris, you need to wake up and smell the coffee. Oh, without Lord. Kevin Durant, the last two championships Golden State would have not won.
That's not what we're talking
Who's
about.
Who's the MVP? Yeah, that's right. Kevin Durant. Dopey, that's
not what we're talking
so
about.
Far off base with that. Like, you sent in one good text, and then you completely ruin it with nonsense like that. You ruin it.
Airplane Seat Guy, Spaceballs, have you all seen that?
I have seen that, yes.
Yeah, it's okay. It's just some good lines in it.
Yeah, 815, not only is there death, but the parents always die in Disney movies.
Well, yeah.
Well, a lot of them.
Sarabi lived. Sarabi, the mom lived in Lion King.
Well, no, but at least one parent. Well, yeah.
Nemo. Poor Nemo.
Gosh.
The Bee Movie.
Coral. Coral died.
Who's Coral?
Nemo's mom, Marlin's wife.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Guys, I watched a lot of Finding Nemo.
That's a good movie.
That's
Elton. P. Sherman,
that's
42,
your,
Wallaby your, Way,
your
Sydney.
Your twin's in that. Ellen
yes.
DeGeneres. Ellen's the voice, right?
Yes, exactly. I look like Ellen.
But this stuff, I mean, you know, go read Cinderella. Go read the Brothers Grimm
Cinderella.
Well, like
Cinderella. Jungle Book, nobody died. I mean, I get it. He was separated from his parents at birth.
Oh, yes, they did. Not his parent. People, there were a lot of deaths in that. Both of them.
By the way, Josie, shout out.
Shout out to Josie. She's a nine-year-old?
Yeah, nobody dies in Toy Story.
Yeah, big fan of hers. Thank you, Josie.
But we got run over.
What?
People got hurt in Toy Story, though.
Oh, animals. Those weren't... They weren't real.
Josie loves the show. We love Josie. I love that name.
Yes,
Tarzan. Both, well, that's a, yeah. Tarzan. That's a,
well. That's why they had to kill him off
the
jungle.
The whole story. They couldn't have.
He was raised by apes.
Yeah, you couldn't have Tarzan. That's an old story.
You can't
just have it. His parents live in Disney.
Tarzan dies.
No, the parents are dead.
The
he's
parents
an
died. That's
they
why
get orphaned.
That's why he's in the jungle being raised by animals.
Yeah. Thought I missed something after that Sting song.
I don't know. Nobody dies. Aladdin. Yeah, the new Aladdin people are going to die.
I can show you the world.
It's the only Disney song that won an Oscar.
Really?
Yes.
Did not know that.
Animated.
Well, oh, Oscar. Man. Yeah. Great dad moment the other week. And we were all sitting out drinking after the Derby.
Yeah.
And then we put
you
on.
Notice all your stories start out, hey, we were out
Well, that's
drinking.
How a lot of good stories start.
Okay, go ahead.
And we put on Disney songs on Pandora.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Four dudes sitting around singing Coco, singing Frozen, singing Toy Story. Great moment. Good bonding experience. Shout out Ryan, Kyle, and Jordan.
You've got a friend in me.
Nobody died in Cars. Is that pre-Disney Pixar or no?
No, that was... You got to watch the Pixar documentary on Netflix. It really explains everything because they were partners at first, but it was really a partnership that was set up to fail. The first flop Pixar was going to put out, Disney was basically going to take over everything.
Really?
So when they actually put out, I think their first contract was for 5 movies, they had 5 hits, and Pixar was actually able to negotiate with Disney that ultimately led to the new Disney CEO coming in and buying Pixar.
Fact.
Up is the saddest Disney movie. Prove me wrong. I never saw Up. I've heard all good things about it, though, Wig said.
Great things about it. That's Wings Up.
That's the guy that goes up in the balloon?
It's the old man whose wife is the house. Yes.
Yeah. Keep it tuned in to 99.3 ESPN all week for the latest information on the PGA Championship.
Very visually stimulating
Black
as well.
In New York.
Beautiful.
We will have interviews and updates from the course all week and up-to-the-minute update reports Thursday through Sunday. Also, be sure to log on to 99.3ESPN.com and play the Sheeman and Shepherd Fantasy Golf Game for your chance to win $100 at Sunshine Ace Hardware, the PGA Championship and online fantasy game presented by Golf Galaxy. What you got next? Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, what you got is brought to you by Twin Peaks, the best place for all things hoops, including tonight's draft lottery and then the Western Conference Finals, Game 1. Check it out with their... I mean, everywhere you look, there's a TV. So check it out. Eats, drinks, and scenic views at Twin Peaks. Start you out on May 14th, this day in history, 1607. I'm going way back. Jamestown, Virginia, settled as an English colony down by the harbor. In 1906, the flagpole at the White Sox ballpark breaks during a pennant raising. And on this day, 1967, Mickey Mantle hit his 500th home run. It came against Orioles pitcher Stu Miller in a 6-5 Yankees win.
Compiler.
If he would have drank less, he would have compiled more, I'll tell you that. All right, Pete Shepard, what you got?
Well, how do you think Washington Redskins owner Dan Snyder celebrated after drafting his new franchise quarterback on his yacht? 54-year-old billionaire set sail in his mega ship, the Lady S, a $180 million yacht with the world's first floating IMAX theater. I didn't know that.
That's pretty dope.
That is. It was originally reported that the yacht is only worth $100 million, but we're told it's actually valued at $180 million.
Think Snyder, that works at the bar?
Snyder was spotted aboard
the boat. I'm going to go to my IMAX theater on my boat.
In Portofino, Italy, where he was sipping on beer and checking out the awesome pool and hot tub.
Drinking beer in the Mediterranean.
Oh, and he was still...
Nice glass of rosé.
You have to have like a picture of it on your iPhone repping to show that it's for real. Like, you're not just talking.
Yeah.
He's got a helipad, four VIP suites, an incredible dining area where Snyder was already entertaining.
Jerry's
friends.
Got two helopads.
Why do you need two?
For both helicopters, Craig.
A helopad.
A tool.
All right. I don't think we had a poll today to update.
Oh, no, we did not, because I proved 75% of the people answering yesterday's poll wrong.
Did you do it out of spite?
I did.
Did you really?
I'm glad you're a better person for it.
All right. Chris, what is your Stone Cold lock of the
night? All right. Last night I went baseball. I lost in extra innings. Oakland on the money line, they lost 6-5 to Seattle. Mm-hmm. Bunch of bums.
Hard to go baseball. You guys also said my Tigers would beat the
Astros. Well,
I didn't say that. I went 5-1.
Yeah, Houston had four home runs and like two innings. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So tonight, going to go back to the NBA, something that I'm a bit more familiar with.
The Astros are historically good. They're like, their numbers are better than the 27 Yankees right now.
I will go Portland plus 7.5 tonight.
I like
51%
that.
Of the bets coming in on Portland. 61% of the money is coming in on Portland. What's that telling you?
What's that telling me?
Big money's coming in on Portland. The guys that know what they're doing.
7.5. That total is high, though. Boy, I think 220.
That's a lot of points.
I like the bet. I like the total.
Oh,
I mean, I like Chris's pick at 7.5.
All right, that'll do it for Chris.
NBA coverage starts at 8 tonight.
For Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Who go harder than me? Huh? Who? Who go harder than
me? Shut up, AB.
God bless America, everybody.